Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the finale that is Halloween month for over here at Dragon and Turtle Commentaries. I am your host, Ben, aka the Marvel Ziggy. Joining me is my spooktacular partner, Mr. Dragon01. Dragon, say hi for the final time!
What the fuck is with people changing their Twitter handles to make it seem spooky?
Because holiday things.
But it's the only month where people do it. Well, it's not they, like...
No, people change, like, for Christmas, they'll change it to, like, something Christmassy. They do it
I have never seen that.
You're not on Twitter nearly enough. It happens.
It's only been for Halloween where at least Nate does it.
Watch
Pro
Twitter.
Jared, fucking probably
okay.
Black Nerd.
Okay. No, he hasn't. We are doing Scream 2.
Is that Foreman? That's Dr. Foreman from House.
Yes, Dr. Foreman from House. This is alternate universe Foreman from House because something he does, whatever. The point is, last year we did Scream 1, which I think you don't remember, but I know I generally had a good time doing commentary from that movie. And now we're doing this, and I'm pretty sure that's Jada Pinkett Smith, who is currently, actually I think she's separated from Will Smith right now.
Oh, that's sad. You already turned the fucking commentary down.
Whatever. And as you can see, this is like, as Scream was a commentary on horror movies, Scream 2 is a commentary on horror movie sequels. And look, I love how the movie's called Stab. By the way, this would not be allowed in a modern America.
Yeah, apparently you can't even dress up as a clown this year.
Well, there's clowns everywhere apparently, man. But, like, one, I would hate to go to a movie theater like this. Like, this is just ridiculous.
Which, by the way, what's the deal with the clown thing?
People are just dressing up as clowns. Like, they're just reporting lots of clowns. That's it.
Have they been doing anything, like, malicious?
No, but they're just around. There's a lot of them being reported, being seen. Like, it's just an unsettling number of clowns.
No movie theater would be like this. I'm not even talking about, like, handing out costumes and shit. About, like, being loud and obnoxious.
Oh, definitely. I would have just, like, fuck this, walked out. And also, interesting enough, we get sort of a recreation of the opening scene from the first movie with this one.
Was that the one with the popcorn scene, or was that later?
This is with Drew Barrymore at the very beginning of Scream 1. So basically, because this movie that we're watching within a movie... we have to go deeper. Is basically the character Gail. She wrote a book about those murders, including this. So she found out. I guess like she knew about the murders and everything, right? So, basically, this is her book adapted into a movie. Basically, there you go.
Well, all right then. So just to make sure, because I don't really remember all that much from the movie, is this the beginning? Is this the actual beginning of the first movie?
No, it's not. It's a recreation. Oh, yeah. It's basically the aesthetics are still the same, but like there's no naked shower scene or anything like that. But it's pretty much like white girl gets terrorized all alone, you know. So it's a generalization of the opening scene. But I can't remember the last time I actually went to see a horror... Like, I don't think horror movies garner this much attention.
So, have we gone to a crazy, silly, but aged horror movie to, not satanic, satirical?
Hey, Dragon, what time are you at, movie-wise?
I am at 4:04. Oh, there's the popcorn.
Are you at a mini 56?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm behind you then. Okay.
We just started the movie. How the hell are you 3 minutes behind?
I don't know. That's really weird. I'll catch up. Don't worry about it.
Can you see your boyfriend anywhere? Yeah.
Can you give me the time now?
I'm on 4:32. Should I just outright pause it?
No. That's fine. Hold on. All right, I'm at.
Bitch, you don't ask for my money. You got a wallet. Then again, popcorn is fucking expensive these days.
Yeah. So did she go leave for popcorn now?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we're good now. Okay. Sorry about that.
Like, we went to not Drew Barrymore, now we're back on Lady here, who's probably going to die.
She's in the lobby right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're synced up perfectly now. That's weird.
It's like, what? Was there just more introductions for you, even though we're both watching this on Netflix?
I think I might have pressed it later than you did. That's probably what it was.
What, 3 minutes later?
I don't know. Whatever, it's fixed. It's fixed.
Behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, like I said, fuck it, whatever, as long as we're synced close enough.
So, it's actually a documentary, but it's a horror movie?
It's a, like, the book itself is a documentary of the events that happen, but the movie is like a, like, as a horror, the movie is a horror movie, yes. Yes.
Okay, when you're saying, like, documentary, are we talking about an actual documentary within our world or within this world?
It's within this world, because remember the reporter from the last movie? She wrote a novel around it, and that got turned into a successful motion picture, which is then they turned it into a hyperized movie. Which, by the way, again, I'm just going to reiterate this. I would hate to go to a movie theater where there's a bunch of idiots running around masks, especially, like, what's happened recently. Oh, fuck that. I see somebody in a mask, I'm out. I want my money back. I don't feel safe.
I was going to say something, but then I forgot what it was.
You got attracted by the two black people kissing. That's what you got distracted by.
I mean, at least one of them.
Well, she's very attractive. Like, I don't normally go for women with that short of hair, but she's very pretty.
Will Smith, if you're listening to this commentary, I'm sorry.
Will Smith does not give a shit about us. He's just looking at his Oscars. Oh, that's going to ruin the insurance. That's not going to cover the insurance.
Oh, no, you can't let the popcorn burn.
See, I've been to, like, Marvel movies and, like, Avenger and, like, Lord of the Rings movies. I've never seen a theater this fucking rambunctious. If it was, I would have wanted my money back.
I feel like to find something this rambunctious, you'd have to go to a really shitty theater in a really shitty part of town.
Probably, yeah. Luckily, I live in Austin, and there's, like, multiple of them. I usually – then again, I'm the old man who usually chooses, like, to go at, like, 10 or 11 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Are you serious with this shit?
The fact that they're taking a piss in their costumes?
I mean, if you're going to cosplay to it, I feel like you wouldn't just, you know, take the costume off just to take a piss.
That's a little creepy, isn't it?
All right, I guess black guy's out of here.
Oh, he's going to use the stall. Speaking of which, I remember I went into a stall once thinking it was open, right?
And, I know, and where this is going.
There was a guy peeing, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Close the... And, like, he's just like, our quarter. I'm like, liar. Left the fucking... I just held the pee. Also, somebody's getting a BJ.
There's gonna be a knife coming out of that stall door. He's gonna die. It's gonna be very awkward.
I'm not ahead of you, but wow, you guessed that from a mile away. Jesus.
I did not trust any of that going on in that situation.
It was pretty... That first kill is pretty obvious. Also, trope of the black man dying within the first death.
No, Dr. Foreman. How will Hell's cure this?
How have they not done a house movie? I would love to see that. You can tell it's that guy because the cloak is nicer. Look mm-hmm. at the cloak. You can tell it's him. It's not cheap fabric.
I remember what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. This kind of shit with the costumes would never fly. Like, well, not like a, like dressing up as like a killer in a movie theater.
You wouldn't be able to wear a mask.
What I was going to say was there would not be a movie about this kind of documentary just outright coming out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, now she's gonna die.
You'd think the white hands... Well, I think he's wearing gloves, right? Because it's a... I'm gonna spoil it. It's a white guy who's a killer. Because it's clear it's not a black guy.
Sure. It's got to be a white guy. We got to have hate crimes. Right, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, yeah.
But anyways, like, the example I was gonna make was, like, when somebody came to a, what was it, Batman versus Superman or some other movie dressed up as the Joker. The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight Rises, yeah.
Yeah, we would not get, like, a documentary book and then a movie coming out because of that situation.
There might be a documentary about it, but not, like, a movie. I guarantee you it would be made a documentary, but, like, not a, like, a hyperized movie version of it. Yeah, you're right about that. But this is, like, also Hollywood circa 1990s and a commentary on horror movies. Also, he just straight up stabbed her. I do love this, though, this particular death, because, like, it's, like, unusual for a horror movie. It's in front of everybody, yet nobody's noticing. So I actually, this is one of my favorite.
That white dude looked straight at her.
He's too into the moment. That's what it is.
No, he looked straight at her, so fucking bloody gut, and then it's like, oh shit.
And then he notices the blood. Also, seriously, all these people who are like, I feel like this is also a commentary on the 90s in general, because like, I would feel a little creeped out that these people are cheering for this white woman's death that bad, you know?
You know what else is a commentary over?
What?
About that one asshole that has to ruin the fun for everybody else.
What, this guy?
Yeah, this guy.
Who is masquerading as her boyfriend?
Because of this one asshole, nobody's gonna be allowed to dress up at the movie theater anymore. Seriously. Blood spewing out of the gut, she's in front of the actual thing, bleeding out the mouth profusely.
I think some idiots realize it, some don't, because, you know, obviously drunken frat boys, but yeah, that's a, I love this death, because it's in front of everybody, and it's spectacle. So that's the beginning of Scream 2.
RIP.
So yeah, that was a... So yeah, now they're in college. By the way,
sorry, when it showed a whoa oh oh in the subtitles, I was thinking like New Kids on the Block, the right stuff. And I just thought, whoa, this is a weird song to be opening a movie to.
God damn it! So what are you liking it so far?
It's weird. Then again, I also don't really look for horror movies to watch.
What's so weird about it? It couldn't be as weird as what we did last week.
Yeah, but that was funny weird.
That's true. Also,
horrifyingly grotesque weird.
Yeah.
Like, we saw, like, a lady's eyes bulging out, and then we saw a talking head that was more hilarious than it also, was an
this,
alien.
Can you look up this actress's name, because I'm blinking right now. I'm...
Her actress's name is My Wife.
God damn it. I'm gonna look it up, because you're being a bitch.
You're a bitch. I was reaching for my phone while I was doing it. God. Well, it turns out...
Neve Campbell. It's Neve Campbell. That's who I was thinking of. She returns back, from surviving it. She's the only... As far as I'm aware, her, the police officer... And, like, another guy are the only ones that survived. And, interesting enough, that's Liev Schreiber again. Interesting enough, right there.
Can you believe that there have been 4 movies of this and there's a TV series?
Well, the first two are genuinely pretty... The TV show, I've heard it's pretty entertaining for what it is. But the fourth movie, I don't know. But from what we saw the first movie a year ago. It's still really good. The second movie I have fond memories over, also Girl in Boy Shirts, that's also very attractive. The third movie, I can't really remember it too much, but I never saw the fourth movie, so I don't know. But I could believe it.
Wow, she was born in 73.
Who's?
Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell? Yeah.
She is 43 now.
She's still attractive, I bet.
Yeah, she is. Still my wife, I don't give a shit. Age means nothing.
No, it doesn't. Age is just a number. I really like her with short hair, because in the first movie she had longer hair, but I really like her short hair look right now. Who names their movie Stab? Like, seriously. That's such an unoriginal title for a fucking horror movie.
She's, well... I mean, I don't really know of any other movies just called Stab.
I mean, like, it's so uninspiring, though. I guarantee the only reason people went to go see the movie is because it was based on actual real-life murder.
So it turns out Miss Campbell here is very talented.
Yeah, she's like a singer, isn't she?
She's a Dutch-born psychologist and yoga instructor from Amsterdam, and Jerry Campbell, a Scottish-born teacher. Oh, yeah, she's just a Dutch-born psychologist and a yoga instructor.
Are you sure you're reading the right Nev Campbell?
Yes, I went onto IMDb, and I am on her, page.
Also, if you could recognize that actress in the middle who just showed up right there.
Sorry, I was looking at my phone. Oh, it's her? Is it her that I'm supposed to be looking at?
Hold on, you missed it.
I did miss it. Are you about to
show me that was the white with the blonde woman who they focused on. That was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was Buffy. That was Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah, this is probably at the... I don't know. I never watched Buffy, but I know she was really, really, really popular. So, like, I keep forgetting she's in this movie. Also, they're discussing film theory.
Well, that's not just a theory. A film theory.
And they're talking about sequels. Again, that meta commentary for it. And of course, Jamie Kennedy returns as Randy. So there you go. And then I think that's Joshua Jackson who is the other friend. Pretty sure it's Joshua Jackson.
Well.
What?
Somebody does have a hard-on for Cameron. Then again, he does make a good point where T2 was better.
I mean, yeah, but we did a Terminator marathon. Go,
can we just do all the Terminator movies again?
No.
Outside of Salvations?
No.
Oh, man, those were fun. I've never seen any of the Godfather movies.
The first one's pretty good. The second one's a lot better.
I feel like it's too boring. I've seen a lot
Godfather marathon, mini marathon confirmed for 2018. There you go.
You're going to hear a lot of Z's. A lot of Z's.
Or we can just do racially Italian stereotypes for the entire 2 hours.
We could just do any other like Italian movie and just say it's the Godfather in that case.
Fine. Super Mario Brothers movie confirmed for next year, baby.
Yay, we get to do the Godfather in a more dank environment. Monkey.
I like how Randy's just trying to rationing off that these murders are not tied to them when they're clearly tied to them, you know?
I feel like he's pretty ratty. You know what I mean? He just kind of has that face where he's like a coward.
I mean, except that I think considering what he went through in the last movie, I don't blame him. Also, it's Jerry O'Connell.
I'm sorry, who?
He's an actor, Jerry O'Connell, very... not famous, but, like, you've probably seen him in things.
I mean, probably, but I can't think of anything that he's been in that I've enjoyed.
He pretty much has, at least in this movie, he pretty much has that all-American boy look to him. Like, I'm gonna put roofies in your cup later kind of look.
Jeez, you think that's an all-American look?
I mean, you know, kinda, yeah.
Ben,
I don't trust anybody who looks that proper.
I think we need to talk about why what you see in America in general.
Unlike you, I've been to college. You don't get to talk. Also, this is Gail, who has been super sexed up since the last movie. Courtney Cox.
Yeah, returning. You said Cox.
Well, that's her last name or maiden last name. She's obviously super sexed up in comparison to her reporter look from the first movie.
Jerry O'Connell. I'm gonna find out what you've been in that I've actually seen. And that guy kind of looked like a... God damn it, I forgot his name already, and I feel bad about it. Oh, he's the voice of Superman.
Who?
Jerry O'Connell.
He's one of the voices of Superman, yeah.
He was the voice of Superman, at least in Justice League Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah, recently. But he's done other acting stuff, too. Also, you have the reporter who wants to lick who wants to grab Gale by the pussy, to quote Donald Trump.
Whoa.
I mean, Donald Trump said it, not me.
Whoa. You didn't have to quote it, though. Also the voice of Captain Marvel, apparently.
Yeah. Which one?
The one in the DC Showcase original shorts collection.
Ah, okay. I was because there's two Captain Marvels, so.
I am Shazam.
Damn, she just burned her. Jesus.
Can we do Kazam?
I would be so down for doing Kazam. Yeah. Let's do Kazam.
Oh, yeah, he was in The New Guy as one of the assholes.
Who?
Do you remember the scene where, quote-unquote, the new guy is...
No, which actor? Jamie Kennedy?
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And if anyone were to look like a guy playing a Nazi, it's that guy.
Also, who, Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah, sure. Also this guy in the bluish shirt.
Yeah, that's Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
Jerry O'Connell's the one in the background looking all... trying to look, I'm serious.
The fuck is going on over
look
here?
Look at his
guys?
Eyebrows. It's like, I don't know what we're focused. He kind of looks like that dumb friend who wants to be smart, but is not. So he's trying to look like he's concentrating hard enough. Like, what are we looking at? I don't know what we're doing. Also, sorority sisters.
Were there actual sorority sisters at your college?
When you there's not like one. There's like several sororities you can join. They're not all the stereotypical like what you've seen, but like some of them can be like that. The frat boy. I never interacted with the sorority girls because they were all too pretty and out of my league. But the frat boys are what everything you read about. Loud, obnoxious. They want always being complete assholes.
Always yeah. Boozing it up.
Well, I would say always boozing it up. But when they boozing it up, they're not fun to be around.
The girl in the yellow dress in the bag is pretty cute.
I mean, they're all pretty attractive. Although
Madame Yellow Dress is going to be my favorite.
But the queen bee, you could totally tell, like, she's using that, like you probably are talking shit behind Sydney's back.
I didn't know like, Beyonce was in this movie.
Beyonce, is she?
I mean, you said queen bee.
God damn it. How the fuck do you know... to think I gotta be honest. Also, David Arquette's back too.
It's what I do, Ben. I surprise you when you're not expecting it.
Oh, look at me, I'm Mr. Dragon. I know who Beyonce is.
Oh, look at me, I'm an actor in a movie. I kind of look like a pedophile with this mustache.
Well, he was I think he was Batman in something. I don't know.
What could he have been Batman in?
I think he was one of the Lego Batmans.
Just one of the Lego Batmans?
Yeah, because the new one is somebody else. For the movie that's coming out next year?
Kevin Costner?
No. I can't remember his name.
Who the fuck is Kevin Costner? Where did that name come from?
That was Superman's dad.
Okay, that's right. Kevin Costner, you were a horrible Clark Kent. Not Clark Kent, Jonathan Kent.
We did that marathon already.
I just want to read.
So it's kind of interesting because this movie automatically assumes you've seen the first movie, because this whole like the past several minutes has been about sort of like, hey, doesn't everything seem to be? It's only been one murder, mind you, but everybody's already getting paranoid about like, well, it's a repeat of the last time. Like it's been one move. It's been one killing.
Are we sure we're not like secretly watching Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
No, we're not, but one can make if for a case of Hideo Kojima got inspiration for Metal Gear Solid 2 from this movie. I mean, because the gist of this movie is basically a recreation of the first movie. Like, I'm not shitting you. I'm not shitting you. That like a lot of like as the plot unfolds, you'll see how it connects. Like, it doesn't seem like it far, then they explain it all. And it's kind of okay, ingenious in a way, but like, I don't know. But it's again, I just find it interesting that we've barely been 20 minutes into this movie, like almost 30 minutes, and there are like one death happens and everybody's losing their fucking... Well, okay, two deaths happen, everybody's losing their goddamn minds. Also, look at that clunky machine he's holding on his hand.
Who am I looking at here?
The one in the blue shirt. He had a camcorder in his hand.
The fuck's a camcorder?
I used to have one of those a long time ago. Then it got broken. Now everybody just records everything on their iPhones.
Kept trying to take dick pics with it, weren't
you? No, no.
I feel like you're lying to me.
I'm not.
Hello. Oh, that's, I am Mr. Villain.
That's fucked up. By the way, that's the, if you don't remember, that is the man who is accused of killing and raping Sydney's mother before the first movie even happens. So
he also looks like the actor that played Sabretooth.
He is the same actor. It's Liev Schreiber.
Oh yeah. My god, he's so young.
Yeah, doesn't he has that baby face look about him?
I'm gonna grow fucking large fingernails in the future, and I'm gonna fuck your world up.
I'm gonna leap everywhere I go. Oh!
Damn.
She just backhanded her. By the way, if this was the modern age, I would have been trending on Twitter. Like, automatically. I kind of want to recreate these movies, but, like, just put Twitter in them. You know? Just, like, add smartphones everywhere.
Oh, that's all you gotta do. You mean, like, how Steven Spielberg re-edited all of E.T.?
No. Not, like, re-edited, but, like, remake them, but just putting... Make the exact same movie, but just give them, like, access to social media. That's the only difference. That's the only difference.
So you want to reboot Scream?
Yes. I want to reboot Scream. Yes.
Or, quote-unquote, reimagine Scream.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a Scream TV series, so they're probably doing it there, but, you know.
Nope.
Stop hitting your mic.
Hi, my name is Dwight.
The sexual tension between these two is too real. You also, if...
Cut it his, with a dildo.
I wonder how he... what? What were you saying?
What?
Cut it with a dildo, what, really?
What's with the walk?
Oh, his hand? Well, remember, he was,
Well, no, he, more like the walk.
You mean his hand?
No, the walk. Like, he's walking funny, not just with his hand outstretched.
Well, he was severely injured, I think, from his back in the last movie, so that's why he's walking like that. Also, those overtly used expressions. Like, what the fuck was that?
I'm acting.
I mean, she's right, though, that she's saying, like, aren't you overreacting that it's only been two kills? There's no reason that to believe somebody's recreating the murders again. There's no, at least at this point, there's no evidence leading to that. But Dewey is too paranoid to have any of that shit.
I feel like Dewey was in Eight-Legged Freaks.
He was the sheriff.
He finally reached his dream?
That's, are we confirming that Eight-Legged Freaks is in the same universe as Scream?
Wouldn't that just be a hilarious twist to it?
You know, that means we can't do Eight-Legged Freaks till after we do Scream 3, so...
I like how I got you cracking up on that, though.
Yeah.
One more thing. Have you ever seen Jackie Chan Adventures? I love that cartoon. Anyways, bye. Pop rock music. Ben's favorite genre.
No.
He loves really. The Lady Gaga.
No, I'm an anime kind of guy. Also, welcome to the sorority house where booze flows like the women are easy. I mean, not really. Don't go to sorority house expecting to get laid. Just don't.
It's official. Ben is sexist.
I'm not. I'm just saying there's a lot of alcohol and a lot of dumb assholes. Not the women, but the men tend to overreact.
Poorly fell, bruh.
Also, is it me or the women on the left look like someone like the fake people you know who smile at you just to try to get something from you?
Funny thing about that is I've never met anybody like that.
You have. You're just too naive to pick up on it.
I mean, probably, but then again, I don't really talk to people I don't trust.
That's true.
Because I'd like to think I have a good judge of character on first sight.
Hey, Buffy, I thought you shouldn't... Look at that old-ass CRT TV she has, though. Jesus. That was only 1997,
the fuck is she holding in her hand?
It's a wireless phone, dude. That was revolutionary in 1997.
The fuck is that thing coming out of it?
An antenna?
What's an antenna?
So, as you can see, with the first kill, Do you see something familiar with this scene?
I feel like this was the start of that whole thing where the call's coming from inside the house.
I mean, pretty... You're right. This whole movie is basically, for the most part, a recreation of events, just slightly different, in a different area by different people. So that's why. I mean, you pretty much had sort of the same set of circumstances. Poor little lonely white girl alone at home waiting for somebody. Because she's waiting for somebody. And she gonna die.
Drink with your brain. Also, why is she just talking with a random stranger?
Because she doesn't think it's a random stranger. She thinks it's her boyfriend being an idiot.
Oh, hi, awesome. Nosferatu.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Nosferatu. We should have done that.
I mean, we were also supposed to have done The Exorcist.
Yeah, well, that'll wait till next year. We got to buy it on Blu-ray just to make sure we don't fuck it up this year.
Yeah, it's actually funny because The Exorcist is not going to be on Netflix after November 2nd, I think.
I thought it wasn't on Netflix anymore at all.
Was it?
I couldn't find it last time, that's why we're doing this one. Whatever, oh, yeah. The point is... Yeah, it's probably already gone. Also, this is another reason why I would hate to live in a big-ass house like this. I mean, granted, this sorority house is supposed to be big because a lot of women are supposed to be here. Also, can you guess what he's doing right there? Tie your shoes. Go to bed.
Or I'll kick your ass.
Oh, she's in another pizza restaurant.
What? She's not at a pizza. Get the fuck CC's? Out. Her name is Cece.
Exactly. She was named after the restaurant Cece's.
Oh my god, I hate you.
Her parents are like her mom was probably really hungry. What do we name our daughter? She just saw like an advertisement for Cece's Pizza. Cece, there you go.
Can you believe that there are actually people named Cece?
Yeah. I never met any of them, but therefore they don't exist.
So dumb.
I guarantee you Topher's a pretty dumb name to some people, too.
Well, it's a good thing my actual name's not Topher.
Okay, that's too terrifying.
What's going on? You alright? I'm going to remember that for if we ever live together. I'm just going to have someone call you and make you think that I'm not inside the house of my alone, and I'm going to be like, hey, Ben, what's going on?
You realize... Right? Phones tell you who she's calling, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm going to tell you that I'm going somewhere else, but not really.
Look at that. Look, did you see that? That's some Metal Gear shit in the background. Like, the guards are distracted, so he just shivels his way across. Oh, my God.
Why would you not go with her?
She's waiting for somebody.
You may be sober, sister, but that doesn't mean that you're a stay-home sister.
Well, she's the dumb blonde. The dumb blonde who doesn't know better.
Hey, soul sister, ain't that Mr. Mister on the radio? You dumb bitch.
See, this is the point where you unlock the alarm and you leave. Why would any person go investigate somebody? You just fucking leave, you know?
Yeah, especially after that weird-ass phone call that you just had with a stranger. Yeah. Or whom you think is not a stranger, but is actually just fucking with you.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, you know? Also, Nosferatu creeping in the background. It's kind of paralleling the scene right now, what we're seeing right now.
You didn't hear that.
I heard you. You mistimed it, you stupid son of a bitch.
I was loading it on my phone.
Well, get it ready again. It's going to happen, so...
Will it, though?
It will. Just, like, look behind the curtain.
No, don't look behind the curtain. Do not look at the man in the room.
The man in the mirror?
I'm looking at the man in the mirror. You set me up on that.
Moonwalker commentary confirmed for next year.
Oh, look, we get to do Godfather 3.
Anything to avoid to do the commentary I want to do. Oh my god, is that a
phone?
You missed it. God damn it, you fucked up. Oh, well, you have multiple chances.
This is a blind watch, Ben. So I know, I'm gonna have to ask for some forgiveness.
You, like, at the same time, you could tell, like, when a jump scare is gonna happen.
You're a jump scare.
Is it me? Is he running a little bit more bristly in this movie?
Ooh, I'm gonna get you. Oh shit! It's a bike. Oh.
Who leaves their bike in the hallway?
People.
Ow.
Also, not a very smart thing. Oh, ow. Ow, that's my spine. Could you not do that, please? Oh. I'm pretty sure that's an actual ragdoll for a couple of those.
I think it was. Funny enough, I think that's how Sarah Michelle Gellar dies in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Anyways. Wait, I don't even get the whole drinking thing, and that's why I don't do it.
I mean...
I saw, like, two frat boys lifting up another frat boy upside down just so we could chug it out of the keg.
Yeah, because they're alcoholics. It's not just because you drink doesn't make you an alcoholic. It's when you drink excessively, in which those guys are.
You know what makes me a little sad, though, Ben?
What?
You know that Rayquaza necklace that we bought, or that I bought at Retropalooza?
Did you lose it already?
No, but the chain broke.
Already?
Yeah, these chains are actually very weak. I need to find, pliers so I can, like, fix it.
You can always just buy another chain.
Why would I buy another chain when I could just fix the chain I have?
I guess. I'm just lazy.
How you doing? That's what I legitimately say to some people.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, I don't even know you, but how you doing? Oh, no.
See, they're acting a little
Why are you smiling about that? Shouldn't you be a bit more worried?
Because they're white women with privilege, that's why.
Just because of that, shouldn't you be worried that they're going to find your stash of weed?
No, because they think, oh, look, danger, and we don't know what danger is because we didn't live in an urban environment.
Danger, Will Robinson. I also have no idea what that reference is from.
Also, it's illegal to drink on public spaces, and all these idiots are just asking to be arrested. You see that guy? It's like, whoa, I don't know what I'm... Did you see that guy who was walking down the steps in the black shirt, or was I the only one paying attention?
Swear to God, if you give that ratty-looking fellow a crack, he's just gonna be like...
Who?
The guy that I said looked kind of ratty.
He's not like ratty, though.
Like a coward.
He's not ratty, though. Randy's a perfectly good dude.
He is a guy that turns into a rat in Harry Potter. I swear to God.
He's not him, though.
Except he's a lot thinner.
He's not a rat, though. Randy's generally a good guy. He's just scared because he survived a murder a year ago.
There's a book and a fucking documentary / horror movie after 1 year?
The turnaround is crazy, isn't it? Okay, it might not have been a year. It might have been longer.
Faces of Death 14.
Well, she just got... Do not... Goddamn. I'm going home, and
I'm taking my ball with me.
She turns into a mega bitch. It's one of the things I don't like about the movie, because Gail is reasonably okay. Like, she's still a bitch in the first movie, but she turns into a mega bitch into this movie.
Not just a bitch, but a mega bitch.
Yeah. Did I steal that from somewhere? I feel like I stole that from somewhere.
I don't know, maybe. Madam, I can see your cleavage. I can see your bra.
Also, it's never good to answer a phone.
Let's just never answer phones again. Let's just text people.
Never.
That texting is just a defense mechanism against a guy who's murdering people. That's why we all text each other.
Get your shit ready.
In memoriam.
Uh-oh.
Aren't you supposed to be in prison or in jail or dead? Because I don't actually remember the end of that movie.
No, they're both dead.
Oh, hi there.
You missed it. I told you to get ready, and you didn't get ready.
Oh, that's a knife.
Now, I'm going to call bullshit on that because there's no way a knife is that strong to, like, go through a wooden door. Like,
damn. Also, I guess it depends on how sharp the knife is, the amount of force that comes from the person.
Yeah. Also, watching this
depends on the kind of door it is, the material. Yeah.
What we're saying is that college kids live in cheap houses, is what we're saying. Also, watching this on mute makes this seem like more like it's a comedy than it is a horror movie. Because you don't hear any of the music.
I see some blood. Hi, how's it going? He bent that way? That was just me misreading it, right?
Yeah.
Oh no. The two girls are gonna die because they're overly smiley.
No, they're fine. That's a deep-ass cut. Like, holy shit.
They're the killers, aren't they?
I'm not gonna tell you.
They're the killers, aren't they?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Ben.
This movie's not nearly progressive enough to make females the killers.
It's okay, I'm a doctor. They're the killers, aren't they?
They're not the killers. Oh, you done fucked up. Sidney Prescott is pissed now. So now we have three murders and one attempted murder. Well, two attempted murders.
Yes.
Also, don't put your hand on a woman's knee like that. Like, why is he sitting at her like that? That's a little weird.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doesn't he look like a creeper who would just put drugs in your drink just to sleep with you?
I mean, didn't you just say that about Jerry O'Connell?
Well, I mean, yeah, but he's the one who doesn't know what he's doing.
As the all-American guy?
I mean, they both look like that. This guy just has a dumbass haircut. Seriously, it's like he's trying to do Gohan in the real world, doesn't it? Like, Gohan, like after something? Like, after he got... I don't know. Doesn't
no,
he look like
I don't see that at all.
I see it. I definitely see it.
Tell us in the comments or tweet at us and let us know if you see it.
Would you rather me say he got Trunks hair?
I mean, that would also not be true. Guys, I'm going to become a sheriff. I'm just telling you guys. I'm going to make my dream.
Also, Dewey playing the role of paranoid right now. Basically calling him out on, like, yeah, I think you're the killer.
I mean, it is a fair point.
I mean, do you suspect that he's the killer?
Yes.
I mean, you already suspect the two white girls, so...
It's okay, Ben. You can tell me. They're the killers, right?
They're not the killers.
But they're coming out of their cage and they've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because they want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss.
The fuck are you talking about?
Now they're falling asleep, and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my head, but she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go. Because I'm Mr. Brightside.
Ah, so her real name isn't Cece, it's Casey. Okay.
That was Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yes. Also, here is where we're talking about how, like I said, this is like Metal Gear Solid 2 in that, or that Hideo Kojima ripped off Scream 2. I mean, Hideo Kojima loves movies, right? Is that
yes, he loves movies.
He loves movies. Look at all those cutscenes and staring at women's cleavage for half an hour. You look at here that the killer is using the names like Maureen, Steven, and Casey, the three names of the first three victims from the Scream movie. Well, Maureen died before the movie happens, but you know what I mean. So somebody's trying to recreate the events of the first movie. Is, you know, this isn't The Matrix, but still.
Let's do a commentary on the cutscenes of Metal Gear Solid.
No, we'll just do a Let's Play of it. I mean, you have the capability to do it.
I do. In fact, I've already done it for 3.
And partial of 5.
I mean, all of 5. Well, I just haven't platinumed it yet.
Yeah, so partial of 5.
Yeah, but the last few missions were just the exact same ones.
She's giving him I'm too dangerous. She's giving her the superhero speech.
It's okay. I know who the killers are. They're those two really smiley bitches.
See, I don't believe their relationship at all, because I don't think these two have any chemistry.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
They just look bored. Or she looks bored. Like, he's trying, but, like, she just looks bored with him.
And this is where the inspiration of Twilight came from, with the relationship.
We're going to do a commentary of those
God,
movies.
God, no, we're not. Yeah, never.
We're gonna do Hunger Games, and we're going to do Twilight back-to-back.
Fuck all of that.
You at least do Hunger Games, because at least Hunger Games has action in it.
It looks so dumb.
Well, there you go. When we do it, it'll give you perfect time to voice your frustrations for it, then.
I would much prefer to do the Harry Potter movies.
Well, I mean, we're going to do those eventually, too.
But definitely a Saw Marathon before all of that, right?
No, we're probably going to do one of those.
Come on, man. Saw Marathon.
Not before. We're going to do it, but we're going to definitely do one of those before Saw.
We've been waiting for like 2 years for a Saw Marathon.
Well, that's your fault.
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
I know.
Now you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man.
I like that she outright goes out of her way to tell people like she's like an actual good guy, which he is. He's just paranoid.
Look, Ben, I can tell you right now, I am the good guy. Also, I'm pretty sure she was a sister in Roseanne.
I think you might be right. Also, Timothy Oliphant with that Gohan hair.
It's not Gohan hair. What the fuck
Look
are you
at that
on?
Hair. It's like if Gohan's hair was in real life. That's what it looks like. That's why it looks so fucking stupid.
No. It just looks like he tried greasing up his hair a bit, but it wasn't like enough.
Also, here he's accusing Randy of being the killer. I mean, I remember watching these for the first time, and that was a lot of the fun part of it, is guessing who the killer is, because the killer's always in plain sight. But it's not like it's what
this movie is sponsored by Diet Pepsi.
No, it's not. Stop.
This movie is sponsored by Diet Pepsi. But I think he's gay. Why is it gotta be like a sexual thing?
Because he hasn't had a single relationship. Because he probably doesn't have any interest in women. He can't be asexual, therefore he must be gay.
I mean, of course he can't be asexual. He can't, like, reproduce by taking off his arm.
I mean, asexual in terms of humans and that.
Shut the fuck up. That doesn't.
They don't.
No, that's dumb.
There are people who are not attracted to the opposite sex or to sex in general. There are people like that.
It should not be that term when it already has like a definition to it. If you want to be like some bullshit where you're not sexually attracted to anybody, don't use the term asexual, because there's already a thing for it. And that's my rant on that subject.
Also, Jerry O'Connell channeling his inner show tune sort of thing and saying with Timothy Oliphant. I don't know why I'm saying their full names.
I don't know. Why are you? Is it because they're the killer? Also, he's apparently a stripper now.
Yeah, he's totally a stripper.
Some are loving.
I mean, well, not a stripper. He's a fuck. What are they called?
Gigolo. Magic
Kims.
Mike.
Yeah, he's a Magic Mike kind of guy. He's a male stripper. There's a name for them though.
Let's look this up on the Googles.
Are we gonna do Magic Mike?
Why would we ever do Magic Mike?
I mean,
do you want to see Channing Tatum strip for people?
I've seen the movie. It's a perfectly fine, entertaining movie.
I have to know why you saw the movie now.
I'll keep you in suspense. I'll quote Donald Trump again. I'm going to keep you in suspense.
What on earth would lead you to see that?
See, this doesn't happen
Chippendale
in real life.
Chippendale is the word you're looking for.
There you go. He'd be a Chippendale. He looks like he would be a Chippendale guy, wouldn't he?
I mean, concerned why you'd be watching a movie about Chippendales in the first place.
Well, I mean, it's Channing Tatum.
Is it weird how does it seem weird to you how faux pas is spelled?
No.
I think it's really weird. Like, why is there an X in that? Why is there an X anywhere near that shit?
Because...
It's like some Dawson's Creek bullshit. I've also never seen Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, stop quoting shit you haven't seen before.
I mean, I wasn't quoting it, I was referencing it.
I know that actress. God, what is her name, though? Jesus, this is going to drive me nuts.
She was a villain in something. Because I can recognize her, too. And I'm going straight back to IMDb. Somebody give this guy a fucking cracker or, like, a piece of cheese.
Also, referencing Friends, that David Arquette can be played by David Schwimmer, who I absolutely cannot fucking stand. I hated David Schwimmer.
You hate a lot of people.
Well, David Schwimmer just is a huge... It just seems like he's a huge asshole.
What an asshole!
I mean, there's a reason why they never made a Friends movie.
Well, I can tell you the exact reason for that. It's because no one told him that life was going to be this way.
Also, I'm pretty sure that is one of the... Fuck, not... What's his name? The Olsen brothers. There's Will Olsen... Owen Wilson... God, who's the other Olsen brother? Or Wilson brother? Fuck.
I don't know, but I'm still trying to figure out what the name of this lady was.
I remember this being in the trailer where this is sort of now they're playing by the idea of a sequel.
Tori Spelling, there you are.
That's who it is. She's the daughter of Aaron Spelling. So there you go. Which used to be a big deal a long time ago. I think she has a reality show on right now.
She was Linda Lake in Smallville. And that's where I recognize her from.
Of course, your shitty, shitty take on a shitty Superman show.
To be fair, Smallville is the greatest Superman show you'll ever watch. That's live action. Mother May Sleep with Danger? That sounds so dumb. Also, she was in a movie called Calls for Cthulhu. So, lots of things cross-referencing. Yeah. It's all related.
Also, Dewey and Randy are trying to absolve who's the killer. And Randy doesn't want to put suspicion on himself. I mean, we know he's not the killer.
William Shatner was in a fucking cop show?
Yeah, fucking...
T.J. Hooker.
Yeah, T.J. Hooker, yeah. You don't know who T.J. Hooker is?
I mean, I feel like I've heard that name before, but I didn't realize it was William Shatner behind it.
Yeah. He had to do something after Star Trek.
I thought he was just making bank after making Star Trek.
I don't know how much bank he made after Star Trek.
I mean, considering how much people love Star Trek even today, people still love Shatner and Picard.
Especially. Also, I love how that Dewey's willing to believe everything, but the second he's introducing Gale, who could potentially be the killer, warning, she's not, that Dewey's like, no. It's like if somebody came up to me between, like, you and Stackhouse Dragon, and somebody said, Dragon's a killer. Yeah, I could see that.
What?
And then they say, what about Stackhouse? No! No! No way! Nobody's gonna understand the concept.
There's a difference here. We would all believe Stackhouse would murder somebody.
I mean, I'd also believe you would murder somebody.
No. I'm not capable of that. I believe all life is important. That's why I rescue small animals and take them outside. And insects. Not spiders, though. I will fuck a spider up if it's near me. I'll leave it alone if it's outside.
Also, this guy's experiencing that real trauma. I don't want to get fucking stabbed. That's a workplace hazard. I'm not doing this. Insurance isn't going to cover that shit.
This guy has killed a majority of black people.
Also, by the way, that's going to make him feel better that his throat was slashed.
Why would that make anybody feel better?
Because his stomach wasn't good. But either way, he dies.
Spoilers.
Not him. Not him, but the cameraman from the first movie.
I mean, that's great and all for you, but how does this help the cameraman?
Well, he might get work at a bigger studio. Remember a long time ago I wanted to be a cameraman. I probably still could. I just suck. I just want to be a camera, just the guy behind the camera. I don't need to do other shit.
Sir, I'm going to need you to be my nameless henchman to my April O'Neil.
Vern. He has a name, dumbass. His name is Vern.
Nameless henchman. Nobody remembers Mr. Cameraman. Nobody.
No, you're wrong.
Harrison Ford, what are you doing in the Scream movie?
Harrison Ford? That's not Harrison Ford. I can't remember who that is, though.
That's totally Harrison Ford, though.
That's not
Harrison. He traveled back in time to be in this movie.
He would still look relatively young. Like, what are you talking about? Like, today's
Harrison Ford went back in time to this movie.
He doesn't look nearly as old as Harrison Ford.
He looks exactly like today's Harrison Ford.
That's not... Look up who the actor is, because that's not fucking Harrison Ford, you piece of shit.
Swear to God. Also, Wes Craven did this movie, too.
Yes, we haven't mentioned that. I mean, he directed the first movie. He directed the first three.
Why are we not, like, in agreement that this is Harrison Ford?
Because that's not him!
It's totally him!
It's not, though.
The fuck is the character's name?
I don't know. Just look up old man.
Just look up old man. Yeah, sure. I'll just look up Harrison Ford.
Just look up the cast. It'll show a picture of him, you piece of shit.
Hello, David Warner. Warner.
Yeah, that's his name. I told you that.
Yeah, that's why you told me that his name, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I told you to look up old man. There you go.
Get it. Totally not Harrison Ford.
It's not Harrison. Harrison Ford is not a time traveler, okay?
I want you to, like, put a picture of this guy from this movie.
What kind of, like, even when I was in college, I don't remember my college's, like, drama team having access to this kind of equipment.
I'm going to have to ask people to make, like, a comparison photo of David Warner from this movie and a picture of today's Harrison Ford. And you will not be able to tell the difference.
You can totally tell. Unless, whatever. This is a little creepy scene, though. A little bit of a creepy scene. With, like, with the Greek... what are they called?
I feel like you're confusing the Greeks with the Aztecs.
No, this is Greek, because they're referring to Troy and Sparta. I think she's supposed to be playing Helen of Troy, who started the Trojan War. Well, she didn't start it. Her kidnapping and falling in love with one of the princes of Troy started the Troy.
Oh, look at that. Harrison Ford voiced Ra's al Ghul in Batman Beyond.
I feel like you're full of shit.
I mean, I'm somewhat telling the truth.
You're not, because that's not Harrison. God damn it.
I'm going to murder you next.
I mean, this is, like, seriously, this is kind of ominous and threatening. Like, I really love the lighting for this, because it really... This is one of those things that freaked me out as a kid. Boo, I'm going to get you. Also, you missed your time again.
Well, I didn't expect for that to happen. Oh no. Please no. Don't do this. All warbling. It's just kind of funny to think that it's a sound they're all making. It's a warble.
She is clearly traumatized.
I mean, obviously.
See, it couldn't have been her, because the white girl was underneath there the entire time.
Houdini! Also, Harrison Ford played Sir Arthur Conan Doyle in Houdini.
Stop it.
whom, as we all know, is a writer of Sherlock Holmes.
I always found it odd that she was in a red dress. I'm pretty sure there's a reason why she's in a red dress. It's just so, like, there has to be a film reason why she's in a red dress.
David Warner's been a lot of shit. Also, he was a Red Skull in Spider-Man.
I'm glad you're finally acknowledging him by his,
Also, the Loeb and Freakazoid. Can we do a commentary over all of Freakazoid?
No.
This guy is just not wanting to do any kind of fucking TV show. Man, he is just the voice of Ra's al Ghul, isn't he? Because he was also the voice in Batman the Animated Series. Fucking Mighty Max 2. It is crazy how much shit this guy's been in. Ben, did you die?
No, I didn't die. I'm just realizing how stupid you are.
You're stupid.
You keep insinuating that this... Whatever.
He's obviously Harrison Ford.
It's not... Sydney Prescott's going through a horrible moment. She almost was she was almost killed, and you're like, this motherfucker is Harrison Ford time traveler.
I mean, wouldn't you believe it if Harrison Ford actually time traveled and just changed his name?
No, because he doesn't look a thing like him. He
looks exactly like him.
No, he doesn't. Harrison Ford looks like a dog that got hit too many times in the face.
That's just plain rude. Also, he was Sark in Tron.
Which one?
Original 1982.
No, which... Are you actually Harrison Ford or David Warner?
Yes. Oh my God.
Harrison Ford is not David Warner. Because there had to have been a young David Warner. There's no way he... Unless he killed all previous David Warner and assumed his identity in the 1990s. In which case, why would he do that?
So he could play his pivotal role in Scream 2.
He barely has two scenes.
Maybe he just knocked somebody out just to play the role. Like, if he didn't play that role, somebody that he really cared about would die. I don't know. I don't deal with time travel plots.
Not even.
Maybe if he didn't go back in time, he just wouldn't exist because his parents would never bang.
Ah, now we're going to get to one of the more, like, fucked up deaths in this movie.
All right, back to paying attention to the actual movie.
Yeah, now the killer's calling has called Randy now.
Next victim.
Not gonna lie, whenever I'm in a park, this is how I always look whenever like I feel like something shifty is about to go down.
So look everywhere and nowhere at once.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm not allowed in that park anymore.
You'll never find me.
What is he, a little Mexican man? Just hiding around somewhere?
Turns out he's just hiding in a giant sombrero, but nobody knows it's there.
Also, cell phones in 1997, like, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is a cell phone? Like, why isn't he just using an iPhone like everybody else?
This is 1997, the iPhone will be invented for another 10 years, I think. Also, that's like, terrifying.
Damn.
She didn't have to throw it back. Like, that's rude. Like, that. Like that's legit rude.
I mean, you are kind of in a very heavy situation.
I know, but that's like the...
Where
like,
your
okay,
friend
it's
is
one thing...
getting hunted down by a psychotic murderer.
Right, but at the same time, she didn't know anything.
Whose mentor may or may not just be Harrison Ford.
God damn it. That's not Sydney, by the way. That's Gail. You're confusing women again.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Sorry, I didn't realize you were actually white. Sorry.
Sigh. Get your thing ready, by the way.
Oh, penis. Where'd my phone go?
God damn it. Damn! With the fucking knee tackle. Jesus.
That was my special move in high school.
Two fucking knee drops from the second balcony?
Yeah, man. That's how you know people won't fuck with you.
You have to teach me how to do that when we go to Retropalooza for 2017. When I bring the Switch. Alright, you got your thing ready?
Uh-oh.
By the way, nice. Son of Sam. There it is. There you are.
Wow, that was actually still delayed on the phone's part.
Yeah. Also, look at this fucking... Look at the...
Let's dance like this at Retropalooza next year.
That guy looked like Jason Statham. Damn!
That's some heavy sex going on.
I'm not gonna lie, the way he looks into the mirror, into the window, before he kills her, it's like, that's a little weird.
Just the stabbing motion of itself was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like,
That's probably how you use that. That's how you stab, probably. You make that sound effect.
I'm going to harm you. No, Randy.
So yeah, Randy, a beloved cast member from the also sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Clear, like, they probably like, get the fucking advertisement in the fucking shot. That zoom in. Holy shit, that's a lot of blood.
Oh, rip that guy. Plop.
I mean, really? That's the most reaction most people would have upon seeing a dead body with that much blood. Like, real talk.
Unless you're like a group of small children and hunting for a dead body.
Oh my god, remember when computers looked like that? Like, holy shit.
What the fuck am I looking at?
I remember these.
That's not a computer.
What is it then?
Not that. It's archaic, is what it is. Hey, how's it going?
No, that's not Will Forte, but she looks like he's hitting me. He abuses me. Get him away from me.
Are you sure he looked like a really young Will Forte?
I don't know who Will Forte is.
SNL, he is the lead protagonist in Last Man on Earth.
I don't know who that is. Send me a picture. I'm gonna look it up. Because I don't fucking believe you. I think you're full of shit. Full of shit?
I mean, you say that about a lot of things.
Will Forte?
Yes.
Eh, no.
Like...
I know. Oh, you should have said he was MacGruber. I would have known he was MacGruber. Wow, he's as old as my dad.
Like, holy imagine shit. Him, like, 20 years younger.
I mean, he would have been 20 years younger at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that, are you saying that is Will Forte?
I want to say that was actually Will Forte. Because he looked super like him. Just like how David Warner looks like Harrison Ford. Let's see, where is... library or college student, I don't fucking know. Guy at party. Yeah, fuck it, I stopped caring. Wow, this is... I look back at the screen and it's looking kind of rapey. Wait, what's going on here? Ben?
He's basically trying to get in goods with her, basically. Like, exonerate him for what he did and he didn't do it and all this other shenanigans.
In context of what? People thinking that he's a murderer in this
from
movie?
Not in this context of this movie, but in the context of the fact that he's the one accused of murdering Sydney's mother before the first movie even happened.
Oh, okay.
Which play in sort of like he's basically a publication whore at this point. Like it's been proven that he didn't, because we know he didn't now. He was wrongfully sent to jail because of the first movie. But it all plays into the third movie. So it kind of feels out of place here, though. Like, there's really not, like, I feel like the only reason they, also get fucked, they put this in here just because to tie the sequels together, when really it just feels like it doesn't go anywhere with it.
Look, sir, I mean, I'm telling you, in the future, I'm going to get to Sick Fest, and I'm just going to leap at you and claw your throat out.
Also, he did attack
her. He did.
Like, he legit attacked her. You know, if he was a black man, he probably would have been shot on sight. Ben. I'm just saying.
No. Officers are trained. I'm going to have to ask you to settle your shit down and give me your wallet. This is a robbery. Oh. Or else I'll call my homie up. Get him to, like, go back into the future. And have him play as a David Warner character just to flip you off while you're looking away. Look, lady, I feel like I'm just getting one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break.
Is she on the edge of glory? I mean, you are an innocent man, but you also just attacked a woman, so... All because you want more fame and glory, you selfish prick.
He's an attention whore.
Yeah, he is.
That's why he becomes Sabretooth in the future.
Well, technically he would be Sabretooth now.
Just like how he would be Sabretooth in the Civil War.
Like, this takes place... Wait, what?
Yeah. And in World War I.
I thought you meant, like, the Marvel movie, so I'm like, wait, what? And then I realized, oh, wait, there was an actual Civil War that had dire consequences.
I mean, he was also Sabretooth in the actual Civil War in X-Men Origins Wolverine. Yes. Yeah. We don't like to talk about that movie.
Well, we did a commentary for it,
though. Watch it. Listen to it. Can we do a commentary over the Drew Carey Show?
No.
Damn. Love that show. I'm in the first season somewhere.
He looks like he would commit a murder even though he didn't commit this murder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he committed... He did something. Also, that's creepy. That's...
Hey, give me a call.
That is straight up taunting the witness.
Yeah, you would know a thing or two about creeps with that pedo stash, wouldn't you, sir? Seriously, though, why would anybody grow a mustache like that?
Because it's the 1990s, it was okay.
I feel like it wasn't.
Why is that?
I feel like at no point in time was that a mustache to, like, have respectably and not just be outright accused of being a pedophile.
I mean, Hitler in World War II...
He didn't have that kind of mustache. His was a lot more narrow. Like, it was a square bit of fur.
Are you saying Dewey goes on the AOL Instant Messenger and messages 15-year-olds?
In the context of this movie and that stash, probably.
God damn it.
Savage. Vandal Savage.
What? What was Savage? I missed it.
Me calling him a pedophile. In the context of this movie, anyways. Look, local woman.
Damn, she is just straight up sick of this, because this bitch has been nipping at her heels the entire time.
Yeah, that is definitely the actress that played Roseanne's sister.
Was she that skinny? Yes. But how's that possible? Roseanne was, like, really, really fat.
Wow.
I mean, she was!
Wow.
She's lost, she looks better
she
now.
She wouldn't
want
to be you.
I mean... He just witnessed a murder. I wouldn't blame him.
Good on him for keeping up the whole weird walking act, though. The entire movie. Wait, why is Sydney apologizing?
For all the shit that she's given Gale.
I mean, it's not her fault that there's a fucking serial killer on the loose. Oh wait, different person. Oh my god, I am tired apparently. Whoops. I was like, why is this happening with this main character? When really it's a supporting character. Whoa, hey now. Your hand's not supposed to be going in there. Wow, that was pretty bad on the subtitle people's part.
Yeah, it was.
In context, when she says relinquishing every minute, the subtitle says very minute.
Oh.
You weren't even paying attention, were you?
Va, 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 voom, bitch. Because I was too busy staring at their sexual tension because I just want to fucking do it. Also, where the fuck are they? Oh, the Skirt School of Film. This looks like a really gothic place. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Isn't this where you go to school at?
No. No, I don't, you fucking asshole.
What? You don't have gothic architecture in Austin, Texas?
Not really. Not that I know of. If it is, I should go find it. Tim Burton's probably there.
Along with Steve Bloom.
A VCR! Oh my god. This is 1997! Telling me you couldn't use DVD players. Well, I guess maybe schools didn't have access to them.
Also, I think you're ahead of me now.
Am I? Are they walking down into steps?
They are now on the bottom level, but I don't remember ever seeing a VCR.
They just said VCR. Oh, okay. They didn't. Yeah, dumb, ladies and gentlemen of the record, show that Dragon doesn't understand what context means, and he wasn't paying attention this time.
It is true, I was not paying attention.
Look, just do it on the table.
Ben, why is everything gonna be a sex thing with you?
Look at these two. They get married eventually in real life. So, like, just fucking do it.
Do they actually get married?
Yeah, she's Courtney Cox Arquette, I think. I don't know. I think they're still married.
That's wild.
I think they met through, like, they got together because of these movies. Also, the killer's been watching them the entire time.
Oh, no. It's been the black guy the entire time.
Is it me or is like Dewey's just like that? Like, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was angry at the time. I wanted to bone you. I was sexually frustrated.
I mean, still wants to bone you and sexually frustrated, but I'm not angry.
Man. It's okay. I don't think you look like a pedophile with a stash.
Oh, yes.
Ouija's time to shine.
God damn it. Yeah, I told you, they just do it on the table.
This is pretty hot.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
Is the thumping noise coming from them or somewhere else?
I would like to imagine that it was Dewey's dick hitting something.
Damn. I love how he just leaves his hand there.
So yeah, I'm just gonna leave it here.
Uh-oh. Oh, look, it's the kill from Cece's murder. The killer has been watching this entire time. Where does that sound familiar?
Mine. Uh-oh. Where's the context of that angle? Oh, hi there.
Hi. You missed your opportunity, by the way.
If I do it at every integral moment, it would just get predictable and not as funny.
That is
a rule of comedy. Do not always do what's expected.
No.
Don't even do what's expected. So shut your whore mouth, Ben.
Bitch, you're supposed to entertain me. Also, that's a big mistake, leaving each other alone.
Here we are now. Entertain us. Oh, hi there.
How the fuck did he get down there that quickly? Jesus.
And behind her without anybody noticing.
Also, is it me or is he much more of a stumbling idiot.
I mean, to be fair, and this time around, he can't really walk as well.
No, not Dewey. the killer. Like, it feels like every scene he's tripping over something or falling over something, or lunging, falling over something.
Very Scooby Doo.
Feels like he's more. Yeah.
Like, it's a damn shame that all these doors are actually locked and we can't just, like, see him go through, like, a hallway perspective.
Oh, like, with, the, yeah, with, like, they run into one room, he goes to another room, then they, like, some weird thing comes at the other room.
And then somehow one of them gets a knife and starts chasing him around.
Yeah, for some fucking reason. Oh, my God. I always love those scenes and never, like, any show would recreate them. That's why Rick and Morty sucks, because they haven't done a scene like that.
That's why any show sucks, because they haven't done a scene like that. You shut your whore mouth, Ben. She is outright smiling.
Who, yeah. Her?
Her.
I wasn't paying attention.
She was outright just stifling, like, a laugh the entire time.
Are you sure it wasn't just a nervous laughter?
Uh-oh. So, fun fact about all this foam that is lined up perpendicular to each other.
It keeps
this makes the audio not bounce off a wall. It makes it a cleaner way to record.
Yeah, which is not what we're doing, because this shit is very expensive if you've ever tried to look it up. And to, like, decorate a whole wall to it. That's why most people just record in the closet.
That's why I did not do that in my closet, because I don't think I have enough room to put a TV in there.
You don't need the TV, you just need the microphone in there.
I mean, you would also need something to watch it on, and I feel like doing that all on my laptop would just really lie ideally, it hard.
Well, whatever. Bitch.
You're the bitch.
Also, look at all that data. This data technology that doesn't mean anything anymore.
What am I even looking at? Oh no. Not the pizza. He's gonna get outright murked, isn't he?
Michelangelo's gonna be fucking
Dewey,
pissed.
Don't do it. Oh, alright. I guess Dewey's dead.
Oh. That's
wait, never mind. You said he comes back in the third movie.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
To spoil it for me, asshole. Now how will I have the tension that he'll live or not?
I mean, you should have watched this movie earlier.
Like, how earlier? 1999 earlier? Or 7, whenever the fuck this movie came out?
97. Yeah, 97.
I'm gonna get you.
I'll get you later.
Hey, how's it going? I'll hunt you down. I know other ways. Like this. Did I do anything for you? How about these?
He just seems like a Scooby-Doo villain that just kills people. That's all he seems like. He's Old Man Jenkins. That's what he is.
I don't remember. Did actual Scooby-Doo villains kill people in the cartoon? Did they just, like,
no, not in the cartoon. They just kidnapped them and, like, you know, maybe sexually assaulted Daphne, but that was about it. I probably made that last part up. But I guarantee if I said that, somebody's going to believe that's true.
That was an obvious joke that was made in the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
What? No, the joke was that Fred and Daphne were always going somewhere to spoon. That was the joke.
No, she, like, learned martial arts.
Oh, no, because she got tired of being kidnapped.
And being sexually assaulted.
I don't think she was sexually assaulted, but, like, she just got tired of being kidnapped.
I'm going to get you. That was so dumb.
What, that whole running sequence?
That whole sequence where he was trying to break through the glass. Oh, I can't reach you, and I don't actually know any other ways of getting in there. I'm gonna just try and break this glass with a stool, and then I'm gonna throw the stool even harder, and then I'm just gonna use my fucking shoulder to try and do it.
Also, Jerry O'Connell confirmed to be a robot.
I'm a robot. I run on corn. One day, Ben, I will show you retarded animal babies.
What? What? Also, what? Prepare to die. What are you? That's kind of. Oh shit! The Jawas are numbered. What the?
It's all right though. The Jawas scare easily, but they'll be back and in greater numbers.
Okay. I'm willing to back you that these bitches are the villains.
Despite having seen this movie before.
I mean, look how they're acting. These bitches are totally the villains.
I'm sorry. What was going on there?
They're throwing a stupid party, and apparently this is also turned into 50 Shades of Grey.
Did they pour beer down his junk?
Yeah, they're pouring beer all over him, yeah.
I feel like at the very beginning it was like them pouring beer down his junk.
They probably did.
Great job, fraternity.
They just straight up kidnapped him.
Yeah, they did. That's why I don't go to college. I'll just get kidnapped right off the street sorority party.
No.
Not sorority, fraternity party.
No, you wouldn't.
You're right. I don't like people enough to even do that shit.
Also, that's a little creepy how he's like, to kill you. Oh, shit.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Damn, just straight up slit his throat.
I can break a car window, but I can't break soundproof glass.
I assume soundproof glass is a lot thicker. I'd imagine it has to be thicker because you don't want sound going through.
You ever try breaking a car door window?
Yeah, I've done it like 5 times.
Don't know if you're lying or not.
I'm going to leave you in suspense on that one, buddy.
I mean, I could always make the obvious joke. Hey, how's it going? GTA, motherfucker! Resident Evil 2 reference. What? GTA, motherfucker. That is a direct line.
Wait, no, I feel like you're full of shit.
It was a movie with Nemesis, I think, and then...
Yeah. Oh, I'm not just talking about the game. No. Like, that's not...
Like, the movies.
Oh. We're gonna do a Resident Evil marathon next year.
Oh my god, and they're doing another movie. Can you believe that?
It's the final one. Quote-unquote. It's the final one. It has to be the final one. We're gonna do all of them, because that should be a fun time. Also, Oh my god, he got killed by Rebar. That's the worst way to die. Ugh.
Still twitching, too.
That's what the disgusting part is. Ignore the sounds coming from my voice.
They're coming from his dick. They're fapping noises. Oh, that's gross. I mean, there's a big splatter with a pulp coming through it, like through the middle of it. What do you think?
That's what happens when you don't see enough death in your life.
I see death every day. Looking at the living people. I'm so edgy. Quick, unmask him while you're doing that shit. Figure it out.
No. What is this, that 90s Nickelodeon show, Figure It Out?
This is actually just Scooby-Doo.
Do you remember that show, Figure It Out?
Actually.
You don't remember that awesome game show, Figure It Out?
What are you talking about?
Oh my god, I have to link you a YouTube channel after this is over.
You're a YouTube channel.
I am. YouTube.com/BigIron2012 for all current Let's Plays and Twitch stream archives.
Shameless plug. Oh my god, Becky. Look at her butt.
Why is she wasting her time by looking into his empty eyes? Or is she just trying not to... Oh, she's trying to unmask him.
The fuck are you doing, lady? It's either... Learn the truth or get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't wake up after that, he is more than likely just going to be straight up out for a long time.
Or he's dead.
Faking it.
Yeah, he's probably... I mean, why... I guess to... You know.
Also, look at that upholstery.
I mean, you can... Yeah, that's a very nice car. They don't make cars like that anymore.
Try the window.
He's just whispering tips. Nice ass.
Diddies. I mean, isn't there usually, like, a thing that... Well, I guess if the door is jammed, then... Oh, Haley's gonna die.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
You're like, oh, she's black. She's the second one that's gonna be trying to escape.
To be fair, and she hasn't had any character at all. Like, there hasn't been any screen time dedicated to just her. So, like, this death's kind of pointless. It's just like, yeah, just kill her already.
Also, there's a gun on the hood. Grab it and shoot his ass or something.
Remember, white girls don't think rationally in horror movies.
People don't think rationally in horror movies. He's not going to hurt you. Let me just go ahead and take this knife into your gut.
Famous last words. Oh, look at that. They're okay. Yay.
No, let's not go. Let me pull out my cell phone that we all have.
Oh, God damn it.
And after all this time that they're not looking at him, he escapes from the car.
And he probably fucking pulled a Batman.
Because this is some Scooby-Doo bullshit. This is just an actual Scooby-Doo horror movie, isn't it?
I think it is. It feels like it. It's definitely not as good as he's the first movie as I remember.
You can clearly see he's not there anymore.
Well, from that shot, he might be leaning. No, he's not there.
Like, you could see from that side of the rear view. Like, the rear window. Are you serious? He snuck up over there.
Yep. Well, you were right. I told you I'd get my kill.
No, I'm all about them blackies.
God damn it, Dragon.
How many black people has he murdered in this movie? Like three. Four?
That's the third
and
one.
How many white people has he murdered? Just because they were in the way of the main white lady?
No, he intended to kill them. Like, that. Like he intends to kill them also. Oh, that's not good.
It's not what it looks like. I swear to God, I just murdered a black girl. It's nothing like that at all.
Oh, you think he's the killer?
I mean, it is kind of an easy trap to put him in if he's literally caught red-handed.
I mean, maybe he just had tomato juice and it just spilled all over him.
Maybe he's just an actual racist.
I mean, that's possible, too.
Cotton weary?
I like she's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Who the fuck
on?
Is Cotton?
Well, she knows who he
Matter
is.
Matter of fact, who the fuck names their kid Cotton?
I mean, Cottonmouth?
Would you ever name your son Cotton?
I mean,
no, yeah. You wouldn't. You would follow the line and call him like Ben Jr. 2. And he'll be like, Ben the third.
Yeah, he would be the third, yeah. I'm junior.
And then you'd be some weird not junior, but not senior either. You'd be like the stepchild that doesn't get attention. I don't know. This went to places.
Yeah, it did.
Harrison Ford, are you in here?
He's not Harris. God damn it! Gonna just kick your ass.
Do it, nerd. You had to take a bus and or a train to do it, but come at me, bro. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I do like the setting for this. This is the, I believe this is the one of the, we're close to the end of it all.
I'm trapping you. Wow. This is kind of reminding me of the ending scene of Army of Darkness. I don't know why.
Maybe that's the point.
Mr. Ford, where are you? Oh, shit. Hi. How are you? Is it Mr. Drunky Pants? It's Mr. No. Drunky Pants.
Oh. Well, I mean, he would drunk or whatever.
What? Mama, I don't want to go to school. I want to stay home and bake cookies with you. I mean, oh, hi there. Wow. Wait, what? You just made this a personal thing. Now I know immediately who you are.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Jenkins!
God damn it.
Surprise,
I wonder if you can still buy those. I know you couldn't buy them back in the day, but I wonder if you can buy them now, like voice changers. I know, you know what? Strike that. There's fucking apps for that shit.
Yeah, there is. Uh-oh.
Spoilers, he's not the partner.
It's okay. I'm a doctor. He's gonna die, isn't he?
I mean, probably, yeah. I can't remember exactly. But, like, I feel like if their chemistry was better, I would be more invested in this scene. But it's not, considering it's pretty much just stiff the entire time.
You know who would have been a better fit for this? The actual O'Connell from The Mummy.
Oh, Rick O'Connell. You mean, fuck, what's his name?
I think you're right. I think his name was Rick.
No, I'm thinking of the actual actor, though. Also, he's dead.
Yeah, he is super Rip. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
That cocky looking motherfucker. Fucking go on hair looking ass.
Brendan Fraser.
There you go. He would have been too old though at this point. These are all like 25-year-olds playing high school students.
Oh my god. I forgot this was a thing.
What?
There's a new The Mummy coming out.
Yeah. We knew about
June this. June 9th, 2017 is the release date. It's going to have Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe. Nice.
See, this is sort of weird. Like, he wants to get caught. He's been, like, it seems like he was, like, I feel like this is, like this is all basically, it's a commentary on 90s culture, where, like, violence in movies is, like, the violence that's going on in the country is all blamed on media and how violent movies are in the 1990s were. More so than they were in the 80s, which is weird, considering the 80s were pretty damn violent, too.
Bob Dole.
Also, the Christian Coalition will pay his legal fees. That sounds like a cult. So he did all this, the intention of getting caught, and then not getting thrown into permanent jail because of an insanity defense. That was his whole scheme. How do you feel about this dragon?
I'm going to call shenanigans on it.
What is that?
Oh, shit. Just because you can't blame social media or just media in general for your own actions. It's like people just saying weird shit or going after somebody because they think somebody they admire told them to do it. when really that person is just like, I don't condone any of this. I would never condone this. I have explicitly said I do not condone any of this, and also do not do it.
And then does it?
It's like who was it that thought like the Beatles told him to kill somebody?
The guy who killed John Lennon.
Yeah, that guy. Although those were two different examples that don't really tie into each other. But I digress. Hi, I'm the partner. Probably.
No, she's not. She's not.
I'm the partner.
Which is like, her, it feels like so out of left field. Because at least with Oliphant's character,
this is Loomis.
That's the only, that's the only connection from the first movie. But like, I don't think they address her, because I don't think Sydney ever talks to her. So there's no indication that you have any idea that she's it. That she's the killer. It just feels like so out of left field that she's the killer. She's also part of the killer. Also, you were partially right in that this movie had a female villain.
It's going to be like Scream 5, and it's going to be like Billy's late second cousin twice removed. That's the murderer.
In the third movie?
Like in the fifth movie. I don't know. Maybe in the third or fourth movie.
Well, in the third movie, I can't confirm it's a family thing. Like, that's the third movie is very much a family who does it, family member who does it. I won't say which family.
This guy needs to settle down with the facial expressions.
Well, he's settling down now.
Was he, though? He was just like, oh, you shot me. Right?
Also, there goes Gail. Ugh. Hey, that's kind of a weird.
How you doing?
Stupid looking Gohan there. I mean, I like that she's ripping his defense out of it's bullshit.
I mean, are you very sane if you're gonna point a gun at me?
I feel like this is a callback to...
isn't as 90s as Mickey's.
I mean, it's 80s in which that in Friday the 13th Part 1, Jason's mother is the killer, and the only reason she starts killing everybody is because the camp negligence of the camp counselors caused the death of Jason. So she starts killing everybody. So it's kind of the same thing here.
Lady, I've got some bad news for you right now. I called the cops before I came in here.
Except that she didn't.
Getting a little sleepy there, Benpai.
I mean, it's been a long day.
I imagine.
My apologies. It's all where it goes, almost over. Yeah, she's called Debbie Salt the entire time, and Sydney never sees her, so therefore she can't draw the connection that she's Billy Loomis's mother, again, who was the killer from the first movie.
Damn.
What?
I'm just bored now. Just like, okay.
I mean, it doesn't... The problem with this movie is that it does... The finale isn't as engaging as the first one. Like, it just isn't.
It's like, okay, you're the villain now, and you're just explaining everything and stalling for time.
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Damn.
You got one more chase sequence left, I think.
Are you fucking serious?
I mean, it's almost over. The last 10 minutes are usually...
You know what would be hilarious? If she shot, like, the cord of one of those sandbags and it hit her on the head.
That would be pretty funny.
That would definitely be a Scooby-Doo-esque ending. Oh, look at that.
Wasn't it close? I mean, no cigar, but close.
Oh no. I better get off this fucking stage.
Sydney's out for blood.
I think she's out for theatrics.
Probably, yeah. She's trying to throw her off.
I'm sorry to people who have epilepsy. Do not watch this movie. Or this scene, anyways. Really, you needed cords to keep those things up? Oh, shit.
How is she not dead yet?
She knows how to dodge, something that Gohan never learned.
That's true. I mean, the guy with the Gohan hair is dead, so.
That is also very true. Oh no! Foam rocks are hitting me!
She failed to climb the Agarrah Crag.
Are you serious? She gets stopped by foam rocks?
Yep.
And unless those are actually just fucking rocks, in which case, why does your set have actual rocks?
Again, they're probably like foam. They're probably not foam rocks. They're probably like tougher rocks.
It's dumb. Hi.
Mortal Kombat. Also, that's a lot of blood everywhere.
I mean, that's what happens when you get shot.
That's true.
Oh, look, another gun.
Interesting that we never see her in the costume.
Hey, it's me, Sabretooth. How you doing?
There it is. That's how he's hiding his mutant abilities right there. It'd be hilarious. The Scream universe and X-Men universe are in the same world. Scream versus
fucking name is Cotton.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Okay. I guess I'm going to not believe you, because of course there's not going to be two murderers. Oh, by the way, I'm a third partner. Fucking attention whore-ass cracker.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole theme of this movie. Is like she's trying to use his greed, his own selfishness, to get her to kill Sydney.
Yes, let the anger flow through you. Don't you do it. You can definitely see that he's trying to weigh his options here.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of an amoral asshole for like even thinking about it.
Unless he's just an actual good guy and knows how to stall for time.
That's true.
But then again, why are you stalling this long?
Yeah. Well, believe me. She has.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Oh no. Which one did he shoot?
I mean, it kind of looked like he shot her initially, because you see the graze on her forehead. You see the blood on her forehead. And you realize he just grazed her. That's what a bullet does when it grazes you.
You seem a little angry about that whole grazing situation.
I'm just saying, don't shoot people. Even if you miss, you're going to hit them in some fashion.
The moral of today's story is, don't shoot people. Because that's something that we need to tell people nowadays.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Yes, ma'am. Guess I'll give you the gun. Oh, oh shit. It's alright, I just landed on some,
It's amazing how she didn't... I guess she didn't hit... Like, she's not bleeding out.
It's okay, know? She landed on some of that dry ice and it cauterized her wound.
No, that's not how dry... No!
Yeah, it's so cold it burns, right? That's how you cauterize with dry ice, right? Get a little bit of hyperthermia on that bullet wound?
No, probably not.
Are we seriously about to make sure that she stays dead with a bullet in the head?
I mean, when you see the shit they've seen with... Oh my god.
That was so cartoony.
One last jump scare, motherfuckers.
Like, there was no need for... That wasn't even a jump scare. That was like, look, I'm gonna flail my arms at you, and then I'm gonna get shot.
It's like something you do to scare, like, your nephew. Also, damn.
I mean, she's not wrong. And then we re-edit this movie where the gun changes into a microphone, and then she drops it. Oh, man. This movie was dumb.
Yeah. Looking back on it, it's definitely not as good as the first one. Like, a lot of the recreations, it really doesn't provide anything original outside of, like, playing with the elements of a horror story sequel, outside of it being a recreation of events. You know what I mean?
What happened, Wes Craven? Get your shit together. Oh, man. Oh, hey, Dewey's alive. Somehow.
Yeah. After
getting stabbed multiple times.
And losing all the blood.
He went through the scar tissue and that's how his life is saved. I'm gonna call shenanigans.
I don't blame you.
He's gonna come back in like Scream 3 and only a fucking wheelchair. He's just gonna become Professor Xavier. Hey. How y'all doing? Talk to my new BFF, Cotton. Hey, thanks, babe. We can bone later if you want. Peace.
Yeah, and he still gets what he wanted out of it. He still gets his fucking whore.
I mean, at least he kind of earns it. After saving the day.
I mean, sure, he's still a despicable human being. Prick.
We would all do the exact same thing if we were in this city.
I would not. One of I would stab
you. No. You would just be like, I'm going to give my statement to the police, and if any of y'all want to hear something different, but not a lie, feel free to call me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this Halloween marathon. Dragon, final thoughts on this fucking sequel of
this movie was dumb. It was way too cartoonish for something that was supposed to be probably trying to play it as a serious horror movie.
I don't think it was. I don't even think it succeeded in that.
No, point. Definitely not. Like, there was too many points where I was laughing more than I was supposed to be, like, scared or, like, being in suspense. This entire movie was way too goofy for my taste. And I enjoyed the Reanimator last week.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this week. But next week, we already have a commentary already in the go. We're going to kick off November with some family goodness. It's one of Dragon's personal favorite movies. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, it's time for Better Off
Dead. Yeah, finally!
And we already have November pretty much mapped out for you guys, so expect those to come out rolling regularly. But Dragon, plug your shit so I can fucking go to sleep.
Whenever I have the time to do the thing, you can find me on Twitch and the Twitters at Mr. Dragon 01.
you could tweet when you're on the go instead of playing Pokemon Go.
Funny thing about that is I've kind of stopped playing that now that I'm bringing my 3DS to work, because I don't have like enough room to put my phone, my portable phone battery, and now my 3DS in my pocket, along with my wallet and my keys. And I don't want to just like play it, or like not play it, but have it on while I walk around and have my phone just die within like 2 hours of being at work. With that said, I am the greatest, and you should subscribe to all of my things. And at some point, I will get back to streaming more regularly.
Alright, and twitter.com/MarvelousEggy and twitch.tv/Eggy2804, where I'm currently playing Resident Evil 4. That's probably not winding up. I'm probably playing that right now as he speaks. So go over there, check out the archive. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening for this week. We will see you all next week. It's going to sound a little different because this was recorded live when I was at Mrs. Dragon's house, so not live in the sense you're seeing it live, but live in that we were together in the same room. So, we will see you next week, and then after that, we got something. We already have the commentaries lined up, but thank you for watching. On the Marvelous.
I'm Mr. Dragon.
And we'll see you all in next week for Better Off Dead, and get ready for the Christmas marathon, bitches.
#DavidWarner is just Harrison Ford.
Bye. Bye.